Hallelujah. Man, I'm so glad to be a part of a church that cares about its community. Would you give yourselves a hand for all the stuff that you have done in our city? It's amazing. We are in our series called Armor Up, or Armed and Dangerous. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm armed and dangerous. Turn to the other side and say, so don't get me mad. Don't get me mad. We're talking about a kind of armed and dangerous that is one of those things that where God has given us authority and power and strength and might, and all of that resides within us. And all we need to do is to incorporate his teachings into our lives to experience this power and overwhelming joy and happiness. How many want to be happy? Just have joy unspeakable. Anybody in here? Listen, one of the things that God said concerning joy, he says, listen, no longer will you have to pray to me. He says, you know, and he was describing the disciples. He says, up until this point, I've done everything. If you read the four Gospels, he did it all. Good to see you guys. Good to see you. He did it all. When the disciples needed something, they would ask Jesus. Jesus would make it happen. They needed fish and loaves. Jesus would make it happen. They needed a person healed. They come to Jesus. Jesus would make it happen. And how many know Jesus got the power to make it happen? Amen. He was armed and dangerous. I mean, the enemy ran from him. When the devil saw him, they bowed on their knee and said, man, son of God, what do we have to do with you? Man, why are you here right now? And so even the enemy was afraid of him. But here's what Jesus said as he was heading towards the cross. He says, no longer will you come and ask me to do anything. He says, my Father in heaven is available to you. He says, when you ask him, in my name, watch this now, when you ask the Father in the Son's name, he will do it for you so that your joy may be full. Now, I think you need to really capture that idea. The concept that you can have joy. Where does joy come from? Joy isn't the result of good circumstances. Joy doesn't mean everything's going all right. Hello, somebody. Joy doesn't mean all the bills are paid. Thank God. Whew. Joy doesn't mean your car is working just right. Thank God. Joy doesn't mean your marriage is working just right. Thank God. Joy doesn't even mean that people like you. That's just sad. No, just play. Joy is the fact that you're able to talk to your daddy in heaven and he responds to you. Do you understand the power of that statement? That not only do I have influence among men, but I have influence among God. God responds to my prayer. You mean to tell me that I matter so much to God that he will answer me just so I know that he's there and he loves me and he wants me to be happy? Some of you, in the midst of what you're struggling with, need to stop struggling with it and start taking it to God. Come on, somebody. We hold on to too much. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So what are you talking about, Jesus? How? Because, you know, Christianity is hard. You know, I'm trying to live every day, trying to do the right thing. And when I try to do the right thing, I end up doing the wrong thing. And then I feel guilty about it. And then I feel like I don't want to ask for forgiveness because I did it before and I don't want to come again. I just want to be right. Oh! How many know God knew you're going to make mistakes? And you mean to tell me, after all the mistakes you made, he still decided to send you in the earth? He knew what you would do. He knew the worst thing you could do. And yet, the decision was made. Send them. Y'all don't get that. Y'all, no. You got to capture that thought. Think of the worst thing you have ever done, and God weighed your purposes against your weaknesses and sent you into the earth. Woo! My worst day can never trump my best purpose. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. When God sees you, he doesn't see, oh, I made a mistake. No, God sees, look at my baby right there. Look at him. You think you stopped him? Just hold on just a little bit while. A little bit while, is that right? That's a new Steve Yates term. A little bit while. Do you realize how powerful that makes you? That no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, he already predetermined you're supposed to be here. He predetermined that all the good that you would do would outweigh all the bad that you think you can do. And some of you need to allow that to sink in. Because when you make a mistake, here's what you do. You start to look for places where there's not a whole lot of light. And you begin to hide because you're ashamed. But see, you can't look at your righteousness as a reason to get right, because the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You don't look at your character, you look at his. The reason you can get up again and say, all that's behind me, is because his character can't change. If you ask him, he will forgive you. Hello, somebody. Man, I mean, think about it. How many sins did you have before you came to him? Some of y'all ought to catch flame right now. We had sins galore. We had levels of sin. We had copyrighted sin. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have sin for days. We had sin for years. We were a mess. And if he can forgive all of those in an instant, why are you struggling with what you got now? All you have to do is come back to the same fountain. This is why I say that Jesus wants you to learn to talk to the Father. See, people always ask, well, who do I pray to? Do I pray to the Holy Ghost? Do I pray to Jesus? Who do I pray to? I'm not sure. It's a Trinity. Do I go, you know, God, Jesus, Holy Ghost, would you, God, Holy Ghost, Jesus, would you? And people get confused and say, well, who do I pray to? Jesus was very clear. He says, ask the Father in my name. You don't have to ask me nothing. He says, because it's his pleasure to do it. Some of you need a manifestation of God in your life. Because when you have a real encounter with God, when you got one of those encounters that blow your mind and you know you can't fake it, it'll change your whole life. How many ever had an encounter like that? Woo! I remember I used to think that there was no Holy Spirit. I remember I used to be so bad. I was like, man, you know, there ain't no Holy Ghost. I don't believe in none of that stuff. They just, you know, people kicking and rolling on the ground and people shouting and people screaming. Oh, that's just a show. They trying to get me to join the church. That's how I thought. Until someone invited me to a revival. And I went in that revival and I saw them jumping around and singing. And I'm like, man, this is so fake. People falling under the power of the Holy Ghost. People just saying, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, all right. They just trying to get me to join this church. And I remember the man of God stood up and he says, get something in your mind that nobody can give you but God. Now, I can come up with something. And I did. I said, okay, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal, God. I want Jesus himself to come down inside of me. Now, don't ask me why I asked that. I did. I said, but I'll know it when he does. And this Holy Ghost thing, that Old Testament thing, I want him to fill me up if he's real. But if he's not, I'm going to turn this church out. Yes, I did. I already picked my targets. I said, I hit them drums first, cross the pulpit, knock down the choir members, hit that big usher, and head out the right side of the church. Yes, sir. And the bad thing was, Chanita invited me. She had no idea there was a TNT bomb about to go off in her church. No idea. Because, you know, here's where I was. I was like, man, I believe in God. I believe God real. And I read the Bible, but it's a good book. But God don't talk to us. He don't speak out of heaven. I mean, he made everything, but he don't care like that. He ain't gonna touch us. He's not real like that. And look at all these church people playing games. I'm the real deal. I don't believe in none of that power. I don't believe in none of that stuff. And I'm gonna show these people. So the guy prayed, he got everybody in line. So get in mind what you want. I got mine. Got at the end of the line. Because the Bible says, first shall be last, and the last shall be. So you ain't got no reason to give me what I want. So I stood at the end of that line and I waited. And I waited till it got to my turn. And they're playing them drums. Some of y'all don't know how that is, but in some churches they play the drums like that. And it's like, and everybody like, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Y'all got to learn how to clap. Lord have mercy. Woo! We got to get that together. That's a sermon by itself. Lord have mercy. So they're playing this way. And I remember going, I'm walking up, finally get up to the thing. And the guy is standing right there. And I said, oh, you know, man, I go to FAMU. At the time, I was at Florida A&M University. Thank you so much. And I'm standing in line, and I said, oh, I know what he's doing. He's using hypnosis. I got it. Suggestions. Close my eyes so he can't look in my eyes. And woo. I saw my eyes turning like them little lions. You're not going to get me. And I had my eyes closed. And I remember lifting my hands before the Lord. And, you know, he walks up to me and he just laughs. That's all I heard. And I'm thinking, what's he laughing about? What's he laughing about? I'm like, is my zipper open? Am I zipper open? I don't know. My hands are too high right now. I can't fake it. Next thing I know, he touches my forehead and says, in the name of Jesus. Touches my hands in the name of Jesus. Touches my belly in the name of Jesus. Went down, touched both my legs, my feet, and said, in the name. You hear what I just said? In the name of Jesus. And he just didn't want to leave his number. And I'm standing there. The music's playing. And I'm going, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel nothing. I said, okay, God. I told you what I would do. It didn't work. He didn't get to tell me if you just shout, God will bless you. No, I ain't playing that game. No, I know what I asked for, and I don't feel it. It didn't happen. Okay. And I opened my mouth and went, and I got about that far. And it felt like the top of my skull, poof, popped open. And if you can imagine a fire hose, you know how a fire hose is? Like someone took a fire hose of water, poof, right on top of my head. And I felt electric water pouring down inside of me. I mean, it was like power unspeakable. It felt like it was like I was plugged into an electrical socket, but I wasn't being burned. And it was like, oh, and I'm looking down. I'm going, my legs. And I'm like, oh, and it started to flow like this, almost filling me like a water bottle, just like that. And it began to rise and rise. I'm like, oh, oh. See, I ain't never had this happen to me before. And it's like, oh. And then when it hit my belly, I heard the voice of the Lord said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I'm like, oh, oh. Now, I'm in a church now. And they're playing that stupid music. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm drowning. I'm like, somebody stop the music. It's like, hoo, hoo. And the water begins to rise about here. Hoo, 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 hoo. And I that's exactly what I was doing. Hoo, 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 hoo. And I'm you know, I was a smooth operator back in them days, baby. You know, I was just like, oh, look at Steve. I had my own theme music. I was smooth. I was. That's how I got you. Boo. Just playing. I'm sorry. Hi, live stream. Okay. So here I am, the smooth operator. I'm going, hoo, 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 hoo. I don't know what that sounds like. But I'm like, hoo, 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 hoo. And I'm looking at these church people. I'm like, you're not Christians. I'm Jaru. And here's the funny thing. You know, I used to laugh at people that fell on the ground, right? I'm like, God don't need to do all that. Yeah, all that ain't necessary. Anybody ever thought that before? Oh, yeah. God don't need to make them act like that. That ain't necessary. I like that laugh. And I'm sitting there going, and thank God I had my legs out, but I couldn't move. It was like, and I started to rock. And I'm like, oh, oh. And the only thing I could move were my toes. So I'm like, oh, oh, stop, no. Oh, 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 stop, no. Oh, oh, I'm falling. Oh, oh, oh. And I began to fall. I said, I'm going to fall flat on my face, just like them people. And the minister caught me, boom. And he lifted me back on my feet. Still couldn't move. And he says, just praise him. And I'm like, And all of a sudden, in the midst of that, I felt a presence. And it was as if Jesus and for the first time in my life, I had all faith, all belief. I understood it all. I knew I could simply wave my hand and the chairs would fly out the wall. I knew that I could speak and the oceans would recede back to the middle. I understood that all power to heal was in my hands because Jesus was in me. Woo. Shanita remembers what happened next because I stood there in this church and I began to weep. This guy who wouldn't cry, I had a tough life. Crying wasn't a part of my resume. And I began to weep. And you know why? It wasn't because I was overwhelmed. It was because I had all this power in me to heal anybody. And nobody knew it. And I began to whisper, please, touch me. Somebody touch me. I knew virtue was all in me. When he finished, I decided I wanted to get closer to God. So I found a chair on the front row. And I stood on it. Because this is closer to God than the floor. I sure did. And I remember the pastor looking at me, get him down. Get that knucklehead down. And I remember doing this. Now, the music's playing, right? Do, 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 do. And I went, that preacher thought I had a demon. He was like, oh. But this verse came to my head. Shout unto the Lord, the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. I had found the one illogical thing that was more solid than all my logic. I had understood up until that moment, anybody intellectually could have convinced me if they had a better argument that Jesus wasn't real. But after Jesus came down on the inside of me, nobody could tell me. Nobody, nobody, nobody could tell me ever again that Jesus is not real. Whoa! That's power. Woo! Do you understand what it's like to have that kind of joy? Here's how it's described by Paul. Joy unspeakable. All you can do is scream. I understood. Why are them people screaming? Ah! I just think something's wrong with them. Sometimes people don't know how to express joy unspeakable. And do you understand? That is what God wants you to have. Whew. Where you can't even describe what God has just done for you. Jesus said, don't come to me and ask me. Ask my Father in my name, and he will do it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we understand that Christ has done amazing things for us, and that all we need do is believe. For God has placed us in heavenly places. I want to, as we get ready to close, I want to point out something to you. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 3, he made an incredible statement. When you have it, say amen. There we go. Can we all read together? Blessed be the God. Stop right there. God the Father has blessed us. Where? He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. I want you to think about what you need right now. This is past tense verb. He has blessed. He added blessed, blessed, past tense. What is it that you already have? You just got to loose it for right now. He has already blessed you. Do you understand what that means? The God who can see the future set up everything you need to walk out your destiny. It's already in place. All, not some. Everybody say all. All. That means for your body, for your family members, for your relatives, for your children, whatever blessing that you might need, God already has it in heaven waiting on you. So all he did was give you the key to unlock your own blessing. The Bible says, is a man burdened? Let him pray. It didn't say call Maymay and Dada and Pawpaw and Grandma. It said, you pray. Did you say it with me? You pray. Take your finger like this. Point at your neighbor. And say, you pray. Look at your neighbor and say, don't call me, man. Don't call me, man. I'm flesh and blood. Your blessing requires spiritualness from heaven. Call on him. Why? Because he cares for you. So he says, with all spiritual blessings, where? In heavenly places in Christ. This is why we say in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Even when we declare things and we don't say, in, but it's in our heart. I can declare a matter because I'm in Christ. I don't even have to say in Jesus' name, but the prayer itself says in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I can say, be healed. I can look and declare cancer to come out. I can prophesy and know something about someone's life without saying in his name. Why? Because I'm in him. I represent him. I don't take his name in vain. Don't take the name of the Lord thy God name in vain. Meaning, don't pick it up if you ain't going to use it. That's what that means. It's not a cuss word. It says if you want power, don't pick it up and say I got power if you ain't going to use it. That's using his name in vain. So, he says it's in heavenly places in Christ. Now, this is where we want to go to Ephesians chapter 6, last verse. And I want to show you, Paul is talking about the whole armor of God. You remember how we said, you know, you got to armor up. We're armed and dangerous. I just want to read this. Verse 13. Go to verse 13. Everyone read, please. The word to stand is the Greek word phronos. And what it means is where we get our word throne from. It's an unmovable, solid, unchanging position, regardless of the circumstances or the environment. The chronos doesn't move. The chair where I stand isn't a posture. It is a position. And having to done all to stand doesn't mean to get on my 2 feet. It means to sit in your thronos, the throne of heavenly places. For he sitteth at the right hand of God, and all we need is in heavenly places in Christ. It is my throne. And when you have done all you know to do, sit down in your authority. Sit down in your power. Sit down in your strength. Sit down in who God made you to be. It is yours. All of it. 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 It is from the throne. You command the armies. It is from the throne you command the blessing. It is from the throne you command healing. It is from this position in heavenly places all your blessings abide. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we close, where are you going to stand? What in your life are you battling? You need to take a stand on. Or better yet, what's going on in your life that you need to just sit out and just receive. Just receive. Church, lift your hands. We sit in heavenly places according to Colossians. We have our throne, our position of power. It's not something you see with your natural eyes. It's a truth that cannot be changed. Just receive your spiritual blessing right now. Whatever you need, tell him thank you, and you are now ready to receive. Let the love of God flow right now. In Jesus' name.